going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Paul Pierce bringing up Little Nick energy.
That was funny.
We're not worried about this Little Nick energy.
I know we say LOL a lot in text or on tweets or whatever. I laughed out loud in the studio. That was a good line from Paul Pierce. I also think he's dead wrong in his assessment, but I'll get to that in a minute. 207 chimed in, all caps. Knicks were barely built to beat the Pistons. That's a great point. They got lucky a little bit in that series.
Should have been a 5-1 series. The Pistons had a chance to win five. Yeah. Actually, they could have gone 6-0 in all those damn games. They're not ready to take the next step, whereas the Knicks might just be what the Knicks are.
So let's go to Twitter. I put this out. We're starting a series, so I figured the obvious question for today at Jumbo Hart at WEEI Afternoons with Celtics-Knicks second-round playoff series beginning tonight. What is your prediction for the series? So the options, Nick Fitzy Stevens, were Celtics sweep, Celtics in 5, Celtics in 6/7, or Knicks upset. So I think you're probably going to guess the winner accurately. What do you think?
My guess is Celtics in 5.
Celtics in 5, 59% of respondents say Celtics in 5. Which is about what I expected. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be like too cocky and everybody vote for a sweep. But they certainly don't think it's going to go 6 or 7. You're not going to get scared. 30%, though, did vote Celtics in 6 or 7, which surprised me. Only 8% think the Celtics are going to sweep.
Sweep.
And only 3% think the Knicks are going to upset. That doesn't surprise me. But the number Celtics in 6/7, based on the regular season, based on what Paul Pierce just said, what the Knicks did against good teams, that surprised me a little bit based on my conversations with Terp, because I, Fitzy, like Terp, believe the Celtics are going to sweep. I started saying it a week plus ago. I don't think that they're the opposite of the Magic. It's not a tough matchup. It's an easy matchup. It is a perfect matchup for the Celtics to go score. I know Tibbs is supposed to be like this defensive guy, and a little cheap shot by Rich Keefe in the Keefe's Keys today for Tibbs' hair. Leave him alone.
I did the same last week. It's brutal.
When it's the right time, he'll get rid of it. Easy for you to say. You got a lot of hair on your head. Easy for me to say. I have plenty of hair. Hair's not an issue. Keefe's got plenty of hair. But the poor guy, he's hanging on to it, and he doesn't want to give it up just yet. Just move on.
Let it go. Move on. Let it go.
When the time is right, he'll know. Right? He'll know, like the end of Titanic, when she just lets go. Just let it go. Off to sea, and it's over.
I wasn't expecting an icy grave on that one, but that's okay.
Well, you know, there's different graves of different sorts. Sure, we all end up in a grave somewhere along the line, and the Knicks will end up in a grave in 4 games. 4 games!
What a segue.
That is all that's left in the Knicks. I could have said Little Nick energy. I feel like my segue was better than the shot that Paul Pierce took at him. Is there any way, first of all, that the 30%ers are right? That it gets to 6 or 7 games.
I want to know what makes them feel that. See, because I'll explain quite simply. My rationale for Celtics in 5 is they drop one at home. I think that there's one of those. Now, I don't think it'll be the first game. I could see them dropping game two. They weren't as good a home team this year as they were a road team. And I feel like they can beat the Knicks down in one of the games at Madison Square Garden and then steal their heart in another one so that by the time they come back to Boston, down 3-1, the Celtics will just finish them off. But I could see the Celtics, I won't say falling asleep at the wheel, but just having one of those brick fests at home where the energy seems a little lackluster, and no matter how many times Mazzulla yells at them, they just don't respond, and everything Brunson throws up, plus one other lucky guy, just happens to find the bottom of the bucket.
But the defense, I think the Celtics defense will keep them from doing that, even if they have an off-night shooting. Now, maybe you're right. Maybe the defensive effort will be absent one night. And you're sort of playing into the poll in a way, in that the reason you think the Celtics will lose is because they're basically going to treat this like the regular season and grow a little complacent in a home game and let the Knicks steal one, sneak up on them. That's basically the foundation of your...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Celtics in five theory, right? Not necessarily the Knicks beat them, but
they
the Celtics
go 10 for 39 from three, and then, you know, Porzingis just doesn't have a great night. Tatum tries to carry them, Brown a step slow. Yeah, no, they throttled them in all the games that mattered, and yeah, it went to overtime in the one that really didn't, but the Celtics still found a way to eke out the dub. So, yeah, maybe they just do as you and Turp and many others have predicted and just run roughshod all over the Knicks. I wouldn't hate it. Wouldn't kick it out of bed for eating stale pizza crust.
I actually thought it was sort of objective for Paul Pierce to say Celtics in five, you know, along with Stephen A. Smith. I feel like that's the easiest way of saying you think a team is much better without disrespecting said team in the NBA playoffs is to say, gentlemen sweep. It'll be five games. They'll get one somewhere along the way.
We'll give you one as a courtesy. Yeah,
I'm not giving one as a courtesy. I'm saying in four games, the Celtics will be advancing. You brought it up earlier, though. Do you have any fear or any trepidation about the Terp stat of the year? Six straight NBA champions have failed to get out of the second round. Does that matter? Does history matter? Are these Celtics just built different? Are they better suited for a run? You know, 6 years in a row is kind of a lot, right, for a team to defending champs to not get out of the first round. And we all know, I haven't gone back and looked at every one of those series, but you're one injury away, and this team has had injury scares almost nonstop, right? They had the Brown coming into the playoffs, injury. They've had Drew Holiday at various times. Mallet finger, when we first heard mallet finger, we're like, I don't know, is he going to miss a month? Is he going to put a cast on? Then he was
back. That looks painful.
Right, then Drew Holiday's got a bad hammy. Porzingis is, he's a walking injury concern, whether he's getting UFC'd to the head and bleeding out all over everywhere, or his Bambi legs are flailing in different directions. Jason Tatum gets hit on the wrist. We all know, like that, just one time you go to the rim and you come down wrong or somebody hits you wrong and everything can change. Do you buy into the stat of the year from Terp that history says they're not getting out of this round?
No.
Yeah.
I do not believe.
It was a long question because I knew the answer might be short. Yeah. Long question. Good question.
Good filibuster on that one. There's zero chance. I truly don't believe that that the Knicks were playing possum all year, that this was a season-long rope-a-dope, like, yeah, here's the plan, guys. We'll just get our asses handed to us by them most of the year. We'll play it close once just to let them know we may have something special in the postseason. And then when it really matters, that's when we turn on the Jets. No, They're just not. The Knicks can't play the kind of defense you need to play to stymie, if not defeat, these Celtics. They just can't. They're incapable of it.
Checking the 617-779-7937 text line.
Mm-hmm.
The 978 asks, does Rich Keith, it's Keith, but I get you, talk to text, know that Tibbs won a Division III national championship with Salem State basketball years ago? Tell him to suck on that. I did not know that. Is that true? Tibbs was at Salem State and won a national title? Dan Ball.
That's research department. Research department.
We're efforting there because this is the first I've heard of that. And Tibbs obviously has a history here in Boston. Dan Ball, what do you got?
Reading directly from Wikipedia, so that's the quickest thing I could get to.
Always right.
Thibodeau played basketball at Salem State College, serving as captain during the 1980-81 season. During his time with the Vikings, the 6'2" Thibodeau helped Salem State to consecutive Division III national tournaments in 80 and 81. And in 1980, Thibodeau helped Salem State to the league championship in the school's first NCAA tournament bid. But nothing further than that.
I feel like
that was as a player, though.
Something. But I feel like they would have put in there had they won the national title. They went to the tournament is not the same as winning the national title. But whatever. I didn't know he was a Salem State basketball player. So
how about that?
You learn something every minute. Speaking of learning something, Bill Belichick's still learning, and he might need to learn something about PR. This whole Bill Belichick, Jordan, CBS interview situation won't go away. We'll have the latest, which includes Bill Belichick reaching out for outside PR help. But I thought he had the perfect PR person right there. The wunderkind, Jordan. I thought she had it all covered, according to Edelman and Gronkowski. Bill Belichick, Jordan, and this whole mess up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.